I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've never had a celebrity be more honest with me than just now. She goes, "Let Johnny know I apologize if I keep yawning. It is very early for me." Listen, it's so good.
You understand. She, I will say it now and out loud, she's a goddamn American treasure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She represents all of the good at this point in my life.
Yeah.
Everything about her, from the movies, the characters,
the TV shows, all of it,
everything, man. More of this, less of that. That's what I say.
Yeah. Born November 15th in Columbus, Ohio, she began her career in theater, making her way to the Broadway stage before making the jump to the big screen in such films as Every Which Way But Loose, Hair, Coal Miner's Daughter, American History X, and on the series Entourage, as well as her career-defining role as Ellen Griswold in the Vacation movies. And this Saturday night, you can see her alongside Chevy Chase on the Zoom live stream event, A Virtual Christmas Vacation with the Griswolds. Please welcome, Beverly D'Angelo.
Wakey, wakey, Miss D'Angelo.
Was that a robot talking?
Yes, ma'am, a real robot.
That was artificial intelligence doing the intro, right?
That's all you're going to get here. Nothing.
The fake intelligence.
I love you.
I wish you were louder in my phone.
Let me try this. Is this any better?
Still
bad? I know. We fight this all the time when you yawn. I know it's early. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting up.
Just for me. I'm just not sleeping well. That's all.
Me either. Mostly because I stayed up late drinking.
Oh, well, there you go. You know what I was thinking yesterday? I need to drink more.
Yes.
I should start drinking or doing drugs or something.
Yes. Oh, my God, so, yes. Because
I have to tune up my stress coping skills.
Right. Oh, I feel the same way.
I got to tune them up.
Listen, I will tell you, Beverly, the Griswold, the story, all the movies, the Vacation franchise, it is the only thing that's keeping this world together at this point, is put the movie on, watch Christmas Vacation, and just forget about it for a while. It is maybe...
Just forget about it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're a wonder. A lovely person.
Aw, you're so sweet.
So you and Chevy are doing an evening... A virtual Christmas vacation with the Griswolds.
Exactly.
What is it? What are you doing?
Well, it's going to be like kind of like a giant Zoom chat. And tell everybody what time and how they can get tickets.
Well, Zoom, 7 o'clock, Kansas City time. Available for $25 at PassportShows.com. PassportShows.com. And it happens. The actual date of it is going to be, and of course it's not written down here. Jake? Anywhere on the slate?
It's going to be the 28th.
It's Saturday.
Thank you, the 28th. By the way, Jake, my producer, Jake, who you talked to, just gave me the greatest, like, both hands went up, he spun in a circle, sat back down, and then just stared at me. I was like, oh, I see. 2020.
Oh,
2020, Beverly.
Yeah, so that's right. So on November 28th at 7 o'clock, passport.com, you can get a ticket. And we're just going to hang out with everybody and interact, and you can ask questions, and we'll tell stories and respond to people, whatever they have to say, and we'll all be in it together.
Sure. You, have you been? Have you been healthy?
I've been gaining a little weight.
Me too.
In general, I've been healthy. I've been walking every morning, and I exercise and stuff like that. I think I eat too much. But it's weird. It's like I'm kind of losing track of time a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I just, I keep saying this, that a minute is like an hour. An hour is like a year. And suddenly it's next week.
Yes. Yes. It's, we call it Blur's Day. Every day is Blur's Day.
Oh, I love that. It's Blur's Day. Today is Blur's Day.
Yeah.
And the week, the day of the week should be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are the days of the week.
I'm telling you, Beverly, I wish, I know it's so weird right now, but I want you to go on tour. I want you to do spoken word and questions. I want people to be out and acting because you are the kind of person as an actress.
Let's go back to that. Can we clarify something?
Yes, ma'am.
When people say, okay, I got to tell you the truth. I've never really known what spoken word is, but it was just, oops, sorry, I'm coughing now. I drink water. So I'm lying down drinking water trying to wake up. But you know, when I first heard the term spoken word, it was put out there with such authority that I didn't want to sound like a dope or an unhip person for not knowing what it was.
You're the best.
What is spoken word?
It's just you telling stories.
You know, like somebody said, oh, you know, so I do spoken word. I'm at the Largo tonight doing spoken word. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because I didn't want to say, what is spoken word?
I love you so much. I love you so much, Beverly.
Word? You tell me. What's spoken word?
Telling stories. You're telling stories. You're giving your view on this life. Like, it's just, you know, it's literally.
Okay, well, like, what, I mean, but why is it called spoken word?
Because storytelling with people doesn't sound as poncy. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to sell it. You're absolutely right.
Spoken word. I mean, what's the difference between an evening with, you know, so-and-so doing spoken word?
Because it sounds weird. If it's not spoken word, it's sign language, I think.
Oh, that's right. Not to be confused with an evening of sign language.
I love you. I just, I can't tell you how much joy you give on a personal level.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. My girlfriend and I, and she watches, I'll guarantee you the movie gets watched 25 to 30 times a year, every year. That's in no way
Which
an exaggeration.
One? The first one?
Always Christmas. Christmas is her thing. Christmas Tree stays up all year. Elf and Christmas Vacation. It is a nonstop movie, like to the point of obsession with her. Like, she adores the movie, the character, Ellen Griswold, everything you do, Beverly. Like, it's mm-hmm. truly.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. No, it is.
I hope I don't disappoint her.
No. Let me tell you something. If I could give her a gift in the world, if I ask her anything she could do, not a rock star, not another act, it would literally be, Sassy, this is Beverly D'Angelo, Ellen Griswold, as you would know her. She'd cry, melt down, lay on the floor, and then the whole thing would be over.
Maybe you should go to cameo.com. I make these personalized videos for people, you know.
Oh, my God. I just hope she's not listening
right
now.
Just go to cameo.com. Yes. Just tell me what you want me to say, and I'll do it.
Oh, my God. Would you talk her into some of those things I've been asking for, but she doesn't seem to really want to do?
How long have you been married to her?
No, we're not married. We've been together for almost a decade.
Almost 10 years. What isn't she doing?
Sexually. Some of the things that you you have that conversation where you keep the dream alive, but you know it's never really going to happen?
Well, but you know, I do have to tell you that some things are supposed to be like that. Because some things, if you actually do them, it's like, oh, no. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't put the genie back in the can. Or whatever, however it goes.
I love her.
I love you so much.
So kick-ass.
So much. That's it. I've been trying to put the genie in the can. You understand what I'm talking about? Like.
I don't know how it is. It's genie back in the can. I know there's some kind of phrase like that.
She says she's going to try it, but she's not going to. All right.
I wouldn't push it.
No, ma'am. No. All right. Listen, they're giving me the
I
rap.
I know what you're talking about probably, too. But,
I love.
What is it with guys? Why do you always want the same thing?
Because we can't have it. It's always the same thing. It's because it's the thing you're not going to, you know, but maybe you will, but kind of will. By the way,
I'm going to ask you a question. I have a question on my little radio tour today. Why do married men cheat?
Because I think that they, I don't, and this will sound weird because every guy says it, I really don't cheat. And I'll tell you, that's why I'm not married, because I feel like both sides have to keep trying when you're not married, because you can't, you can walk away at any time. So I have to be on my good game. She's got to be on her good game. You can't take each other for granted.
You know what I'm starting to think? I think that, the other side also, I think that women have to value themselves more.
Sure. Well, I think...
Say, wait a minute, I'm not getting involved with someone
right.
who can't meet me on every level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it's. I mean, I don't want to excuse, you know, deceitful behavior.
Well, you know,
I do want women to, really take a look at, you know, that phenomena. I don't know why I'm on this. Were you talking about masks earlier?
Yes, and the fact that people want to argue whether or not it's something you should wear. I'm like, what, are you an idiot? Like, are you going to let the doctor do open-heart surgery on you if he doesn't wear a mask? I don't know how to explain to you.
Who cares? Just put the mask on.
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like you put the gas tank. You know, you could drive your car without the little lid screwed in. I'm sure that's happened to you before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like a... There's some ingredients there for an accident. Agree with me?
Of course. Of course I agree with you.
Drive your car 90 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. You can do that.
Yeah.
But why bother?
To go to the most basic deal, you know why I wear a condom if I'm with a girl? So what's in me doesn't get on her. It's that simple. There's a reason we block our fluids and our bodily our stuff, because unless the other person's asking for those things, it's not polite to give them to them.
Okay, that was probably the most disgusting analogy you've used. That's really awful. That's awful. But I kind of like it because it makes me think that maybe people will wear masks just because they're so horrified by that.
Yeah. All right, so Beverly, I'm getting yelled at here because they want you to move on with your tour, and Jake's now in the studio
November 28th, 7 p.m., go to passport.com.
I love you. I love you.
To the best.
Good.
I love you. Say it back, Beverly. Oh,
she was better than I ever remember.
She's wonderful, man.
Let me just say, we'll work backwards. What did I dick up? Did I put the wrong date, but the right day?
No, there's no date. I had to read. Because normally, here's what Jake always does. He makes my packet, and like, see how it says Beverly D'Angelo? 69. There's a number there.
Yeah.
So when Pacino from 97 to 2003, numerically, always puts the date. I'm scanning for a number quickly as I'm talking on this deal, and he wrote out this Saturday streaming instead of November 28th.
Yeah. Okay.
So you did nothing wrong, but it's not the way you normally do it.
But I'm
a child with limited ability.
But let me just say, I apologize that I didn't know what was going on when that happened. Because I was talking to Michael, our buddy from New York, who's running this tour. No, it's not even that. He's like, man alive. She has been a handful right out of the gate. She's already about 30 minutes in interviews. They have another hour and a half of interviews. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. He's like, she started off with the yawning, and then she told she was on with I don't know what the Zaysha was, and she said, I'm going to lay down. Maybe that will help.
That's great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.